It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
This is a study about the tribulation period we read of in the Bible. My perspective of the tribulation is based upon the Word of God. If you hear me reading from the Bible a certain passage, and that passage doesn't match what your Bible says, then you are not using the Bible I use. I use the King James Bible. I believe the King James Bible is the inspired Word of God. Each subject and lesson I teach is based upon the Word of God. As we study, we find that the tribulation period will be a time of deception and despair. We will also find that within the pages of the Bible that during the 7 years of tribulation, God is still willing to receive those who are willing to receive the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, as Savior. May the Lord guide and direct us as we look into His Word. Join with me now as we study Lesson 6 of the Tribulation. In our study of the tribulation period that's coming into this world and upon this world, we've studied several things, and the last section that we looked at was about why the tribulation. Well, the gospel of the kingdom will once again be preached according to the Word of God. And I remind you that the gospel of the kingdom is not the gospel of Christ. We're going to see that in just a moment. But the gospel of the kingdom is the gospel or the good news of or about the Messiah, the King of the Jews. And we know that by comparing Scripture with Scripture and simply reading the Scripture, that Jesus is the King of the Jews. He was that when He came to this earth. Now, the gospel or the good news of Christ presents Christ as Messiah, Savior, and King. And in 2 Timothy 1:8 it says, "Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me His prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel." This is the gospel of Jesus, the gospel of Christ, according to the power of God. And then Paul said in Romans 1:16, he said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Well, note this, the gospel of Christ, Christ is Messiah, Christ is Savior, and Christ is King. Revelation 17:14 says, "These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for He is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with Him are called and chosen and faithful." This would be from every nation, people who have trusted Him. This will not only include Gentiles, it will also include Jews. Well, the everlasting gospel. What is the everlasting gospel? And we read this verse last time in Revelation 14:6, "And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people." Everybody's going to hear the gospel. Well, what is the everlasting gospel? Remember, we've looked at the gospel of the kingdom. That's telling the Jews that Jesus is the King. He is their King. And we've looked at the gospel of Christ, and Jesus Christ is not only the Savior, He's presented as Messiah and King. Well, that's primarily what the everlasting gospel is. The everlasting gospel is the gospel of the kingdom and the gospel of Christ. The kingdom gospel was refused by Israel when Christ came the first time. In Matthew 23:37-39, Jesus said this, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." And then in verse 25 of Matthew 27, "Then answered all the people and said, His blood be on us and on our children." Well, the Jews refused Jesus. They refused to accept Him as their King at that time. And in Acts 18:6, it says, when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he, and this is Paul, shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. Well, why is the gospel, why will this be preached during the tribulation period? It's to bring the Jews back to a realization that Jesus Christ is their king, that he is willing to accept them as his people. He did not refuse them when he came to this earth the first time. Now I say the first time, he's coming again, by the way, the second coming, and it's going to happen just after the tribulation period. But the Jews refused Jesus Christ. He didn't refuse them, as some people would have you to believe. They refused Jesus Christ. The kingdom gospel was refused by Israel at Christ's first coming, and in order for Israel to understand and receive the gospel of the kingdom before the second coming of Christ, they must go through the refiner's fire. And this is another reason for the tribulation. The purifying the Israelites by fire, and this would be the tribulation. Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom you seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he approacheth or appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. In other words, they're going to have to be cleansed by fire and like cleansing of soap. Verse 3 goes on to say, and he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. So another reason for the tribulation is for the purifying of the Israelites by fire. In other words, the tribulation. They must go through this. Well, what is the result of the tribulation, or the result of the refiner's fire? The tribulation will cause the nation of Israel to accept the everlasting gospel. In other words, They will accept Jesus Christ as King. They will accept Jesus Christ as Messiah. They will accept Jesus Christ as the Savior. And it says here in Zechariah 13:9, and I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, the Lord is my God. Then Zechariah 13:9 says, it says this, the Lord, in other words, is God the Father, God the Son, Jesus the Savior, and God the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Jewish people will accept God for who he really is, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In other words, they refused Jesus today, and they refused him when he was on this earth the first time, but they will accept him, Jesus Christ, as the Messiah after the millennium, or after the tribulation, I'm sorry, getting ready for the millennium. Well, some of the people found in the tribulation. I believe there are two people groups found in the tribulation period. Two of the people groups found in the tribulation, we see this in the book of Jeremiah and Genesis, and there are several scriptures that talk about this. Jacob, or Israel, is one of the people groups found in the tribulation. Genesis 35:10. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. Well, we've seen how that one of the reasons for the tribulation is that the Israelites need to receive Jesus Christ as their Messiah, as their King, and as the Savior. In Jeremiah 30 and verse 7, it says, alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Who's Jacob? Israel. Daniel 12:1. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered. every one that shall be found written in the book. How do people get written in the book of life? By receiving Jesus Christ as Savior. This means that Israel will accept Jesus as their King, as the Messiah, and as Savior. In Mark 13:20, "And except that the Lord had shortened those days," what days? The days of tribulation, "no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days." Who are the elect spoken of here in this section of Scripture? It's the Jewish people. Now, people sometime get confused as to who the elect of God are. Surprise! The elect of God is Israel. 2 Timothy 2:10 says, "Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory." Notice the words in that verse. The elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus. Well, now, if Christians are the elect, then why would Paul say he was enduring all things so they could obtain or receive salvation in Jesus Christ? No, a Christian has already received salvation through Jesus Christ. So Paul's saying that he wants his people, the Jewish people, to receive Jesus Christ as Savior. They are the elect. In Mark 13:22, it says, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." Who are those who require a sign? 1 Corinthians 1:22 says, "For the Jews require a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom." The elect are the Jews. Once again, that verse says that there's going to be signs and wonders. And who's the devil trying to reach with these signs and wonders? It's the Jewish people, because they look for a sign. Well, if you want more about this, and simply read Isaiah 45:4, and it says, "For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me." Israel, mine elect. And there's so many more verses that point to this. Well, from the references we find in the Bible, the Great Tribulation is something that has to do with the Jewish people, and is a judgment through which they must pass as a refining process to bring them to a point again where they are God's chosen people. And indirectly, the Gentiles who are in the tribulation will be affected by it, but the church will be caught out before that great and terrible day of the Lord. In 1 Thessalonians 4, we notice that this speaks of the rapture of the church, and Chapter 5 and verse 1 of Thessalonians speaks of the tribulation. The church is gone before the tribulation. Now, a great multitude of Gentiles will also be present in the tribulation, not only the Jewish people, the Israel, but there will be a great number of Gentiles as well. Revelation 7:9, "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, and kindreds and tongues, people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands." In Revelation 11:9, "And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies." This is talking about the two witnesses, 3 days and a half, "and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves." Now, the grace will be present in the midst of judgment during this time. God still, His grace is still going to be working, because people will be saved during the tribulation period.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.